anger against sin. Our society won't tolerate anger against sin. Our society feeds on sin and wants no one to deny it its iniquities. And so here we are, under the wrath of God's abandonment. It isn't like it once was. Restraining grace has been pulled back, and this society gets more immoral, more homosexual, and more depraved every day. And why? I'm going to show you a sequence starting in verse 18 that has led us to this. The major reason is summed up in one statement. We suppress the truth. Any society that suppresses the truth, literally in the original, who are constantly attempting to suppress the truth, and they suppress it in unrighteousness, or better, by their ungodliness. We crush the truth. We silence the truth speakers. Clinging to our sin, we see the light, we hate the light, we run to the darkness, despising the light, condemning the light. Suppressing the truth must imply that we have the truth. God does exist, and He has made His existence known to us. He's divinely authored our minds to work on a cause and effect basis, and to go back to the fact that the effect, the world, must have a cause, namely the Creator, and we would be able to understand there was a God just by reason. Also in Romans 2, He has divinely placed within us a law written in our hearts, which is a moral, ethical standard that must be obeyed, or it activates a conscience, which is a warning device in every human being that threatens that human being with a loss of well-being and fear and danger if violated. Then there is the revelation of God in Scripture. In the Western world, we have had the Word of God for centuries. In America, we've had it for centuries. But this nation and the world has suppressed the truth in unrighteousness, crushed it under the preferences for sin. Now, let me just kind of unpack these verses, verse 18 down through verse 23, by giving you four specific sequential reasons for the wrath of God. Number one, revelation.